Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Lucy.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
That's good to hear. Now, if the proposed PBS changes pass, how will Australians be affected?
The college is very concerned with the proposed changes because the financial situation in most pathology organisations is very tight. There's not a lot of fat left in the system, and up until now there's been very high bulk billing rates in pathology, and with this change it will mean that we think most laboratories will not be able to continue to bulk bill at that high rate, which means they will need to actually pay patients, ask for patients to make a co-payment in relation to their testing.
Now, one of the big fears for this making this co-payment is the prospect that it could deter people from getting screened. Could this actually happen, deterring people from getting screened, and thus could cause these any illnesses being going undetected and thus getting worse?
Well, that's one of the college's biggest concerns, actually. We have known in the past that when sometimes some laboratories have stopped bulk billing, and there definitely has been a fall off in the rate of people actually going to have their tests. And in fact, in the area of pap smears, we know that was one of the biggest areas that people, young women, chose not to actually go and have their testing. And considering that we have one of the most successful pap smear screening test program in the world and have reduced the rate of cervical cancer dramatically, it's a major concern to the college.
Are those who do need diagnostic treatment going to bear the main brunt of these proposed changes in terms of the fees, or will it be something that gets spread out in some way?
Basically, it will affect all patients. Pathology is an incredibly important part of medicine. Pathologists actually diagnose 100% of all cancers. They're involved in looking at infectious diseases such as SARS, HIV. They're involved with monitoring chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, and also things like blood products, blood transfusions. The whole gamut is what the pathology profession is involved with. So there's a chance for it to impact on most people. So it's not just the diagnostic, but it's the monitoring, it's the screening. So it's a very, very serious issue affecting the whole population.
One of the main things that springs to my mind is it not better to pay the $650 million to do these tests and make sure people get the test, then in 2 years time have people who are being diagnosed with stage 4 or 5 cancer or other serious illnesses when it's too late to save them?
Well, that's our concern. You hit the nail on the head that particularly screening tests and monitoring tests in relation to diabetes and cancer, by actually doing the test and actually diagnosing things early or monitoring and making sure that people get appropriate treatment, you actually prevent long-term complications and long-term things. And complications and major illnesses cost the system a lot more money than diagnostic tests. And I think that is one of our concerns also, that if you're going to have this missed opportunity in relation to savings. But our biggest concern, I think, obviously, is the impact on the individual patient and that they may actually be harmed.
As you were saying, the harm and trying to prevent this harm, will there be any sort of fallback? Usually when the government decides to cut something, there's some fallback that if you are, say, on Centrelink or are a university student, you still do get a discount. Is there any indication that something like this will step up to help as many people as possible?
We haven't actually been advised of that in the pathology area, that it's just across the board that the actual bulk billing incentive is actually going. But we are very keen to actually talk to the government in relation to this change. We've actually asked for an urgent a meeting with Minister Lee, and we're hoping that we'll be able to see her early in the new year to actually try and talk through these issues, because the college is one of these people who'd prefer to work with government rather than actually against. And we were very disappointed that there was no consultation prior to this decision being made. But that said, we feel that if we could talk with the government and actually look at things more appropriately, a better resolution may be able to be made. It is about patients' lives, and it's a very critical issue as a consequence.
Definitely. Just a question of clarification. These changes haven't yet been confirmed. They are just proposed changes to potentially come into effect on July 1st?
That's correct, yes.
Excellent. Yes. So is there still, there's still obviously then a chance for the public to fight these changes?
That's
and
exactly
speak
right.
up?
Yes. So, we're hoping to persuade the government to actually not force forward to them, but alternatively, obviously, they have to go through the Senate as well in relation to these changes.
All right, we will have to leave it there, unfortunately, Deborah, but thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And explaining some of the consequences of these changes to the PBS.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.